We're going to bring back our Work Search Monthly segment this time around, and we're going to be talking about a topic which is a lot of people are thinking about it, and in many cases going into this topic is something that they might tread lightly on, or for that matter, be kind of hesitant about moving forward with. And that has to do with finding another job when you are in the midst of a job. When we're talking about job searches on this segment, generally, we talk about those who do not have a job looking for a job. This time around, we're going to be talking about having a job and finding a better job, because in June, the unemployment rate dropped to 5.3%. That's the lowest it's been in 7 years. And now that jobs are more plentiful, the job hunt is on for dissatisfied workers who are leaving their current positions in search of the right one. And something that might be able to aid if you are one of those dissatisfied workers looking for a better opportunity is a book called Job Quest, How to Become the Insider Who Gets Hired. The author of the book is a leader in the field of career counseling. She began her practice many years ago counseling attorneys, and now she works with a wide variety of clients from new graduates to seasoned professionals, and she joins us right now on a Work Search Monthly segment on your radio friend, AM 1400, WRJN, the author of Job Quest. We are joined by Sheila Nielsen. And Sheila, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
I'm delighted to be here.
Now, the first question I have for you, Sheila, is do you wish you had a book like you have written right now when you were doing job searching early on in your life?
I do. It would have been very helpful. And some of the things I've discovered by working with my clients and learning from them has been tremendously helpful over the years for other clients. So, yeah.
Yeah, indeed. And I think that's the thing, too, because with your experience in life, you ended up learning a number of these tips, a number of these skills that help you when it comes to, and now you're helping others when it comes to finding an upgrade in their job. And I think there are a lot of people right now who are in a situation, perhaps they're not necessarily happy with their job, they're not necessarily happy with the pay they're getting, and they're looking to advance into another level, if you will, when it comes to skill, when it comes to pay, a number of different facets of work life. But really, it's kind of like with a staggering economy, people don't want to leave the job that they have because they're afraid they might not find another job that's better or whatever. Now the time may be right to start looking around then, huh, Sheila?
Absolutely. When the economy is uncertain, people hunker down and they don't really look for too much. They just get their head down and keep working. But when the economy gets better, and I've noticed this in my practice over the years, the economy gets better, that I receive a lot of calls from people who are trying to find a better situation.
Mm-hmm. And that makes things better for Sheila, too. That's the good news. When the economy gets better, things get better for Sheila, as well as everybody. So basically, your book, Job Quest, it's kind of a discernment process along with tips to getting to that next level when it comes to the next job that's better, right?
Well, that's true. I've learned from my clients, especially those who are terrific at networking and developing opportunities for themselves, that what they're doing is what I call rapid
St. Jude is working
trust building
to drive the overall survival.
Okay, I'm sorry, Sheila, go ahead.
Okay, but what I've learned from my clients is there's this process they go through that they don't even really realize that they're doing, many of them, where they're going through a lot of vetting meetings with people, and I call it rapid relationship and trust building.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going out into this industry they're trying to create relationships in, and they're meeting with people and advocating for themselves and telling people their dream and their dilemma in ways that help their contacts to help them.
Yeah, and obviously this is something we've talked about so many times, and I think, you know, you're going to echo this as well. Networking is the key, you know, in, if not the primary way of finding that next job. You can fill out all the applications you want, but really it's who you know, who knows somebody that might be able to help you out.
That's true, but one of the things I've learned is that people often network in the wrong way. So let me tell you about that. It's very important. Most people start off by telling everyone they're looking for a job or an opportunity, and when they do that, they get a reaction they don't get much out of. In other words, they get people who say, oh, I haven't heard of anything, but if I hear something, I'll contact you. And that's kind of a dead end. Instead, what you need are long, gossipy, rumor-filled conversations with people. And if you start by using the G word, is what I call it, you're not going to get that. Instead, you have to ask for advice and information. from people and give them an idea of what you're looking for. Tell them what you're seeking, your goal, your problem. When you start talking like that with people, then they begin to give you more information.
So I guess the key is, when it comes to that, I think a lot of people who are looking for an upgrade in their job situation, you know, they need to sit down, and this is what I'm reading from what you're saying, Sheila. They have to sit down, they have to assess their skills and decide what they really want. And then from there, move forward with these conversations you're talking about, where you drop hints about, you know, what, you know, basically what you're looking for and seeing if there is somebody else with a good fit. I'm reading that correctly, right?
Well, yeah, there's a lot in there that you just said.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing in the meetings is you're actually being very clear with people.
Right.
You're telling them exactly what you're looking for because you've done your homework, you've done your research, and you actually have a list of what I call a master list of people and places, people doing the work you'd like to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And places where your skill set would fit pretty well and you could get this upgrade that you're looking for. And when you start gossiping with people, it's essentially gossip. You know, you're, hey, what have you heard? Where are the places that are busy and active and growing?
Mm-hmm.
And then you start to hear things like, well, yeah, so-and-so is going to be leaving this job. You know, she's pregnant or he's moving. And there's going to be a need over there, and they don't know it yet. And so that's a place where you, if you've done your homework, might connect up with somebody. And you kind of connect up behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I think that you brought up a very good point, too, that you bring up in your book. A company that's growing. Because let's just face it, it's like, you know, you could go end up getting a job at the buggy whip factory or something like that. That's not a growing industry. But if you end up being in a situation with a company with growth, you know that opportunity, it lies there. And so when it comes to, say, for example, you are in a situation, you see a company that is on the grow, but you don't know anybody that works there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story with that, Sheila? How do you get your way in there?
Right. Well, one of the things you do is you sort of turn into an FBI agent, or you do a little cyber stalking, you could call it.
Mm.
And you get on LinkedIn, or you get on some of these other website, social media can be very, very helpful. And you start talking to people that you find through friends of friends of friends. So it's often that you're talking to somebody who is 4 to 5 friends away from you, from your initial contact, but you're always connecting up through a friend to someone else. And remarkably, since everyone you talk to is going to know about 100 other people and maybe more than that, you know, the concept of 6 degrees of separation, it works really well. So as soon as you have a target and you identify what you're looking for, you can start talking to people and showing them, you know, I'd really love to talk to this person. You know anybody who knows this person? Remarkably, many of my clients do find that they're meeting people through people and they are connecting to the folks they want to connect with that way.
And we're talking to Sheila Nielsen. She is a career counselor, and she has written the book Job Quest, How to Become the Insider Who Gets Hired, in our Work Search Monthly segment. You mentioned about LinkedIn. It's not only been an aid for those who want to connect with others, say, for example, in sales or, for that matter, looking for work, but it's also come in as an aid for somebody like in your situation, too, when it comes to, you know, connecting with people who might know people who might help one of your clients, too, right?
That's exactly right. And then also, if you're getting involved in activities, if you go to an affinity group or you go to a group connected with your industry, then you have a whole group of people you can talk with, and you can have these very quick vetting meetings and express your interest in meeting people who are connected to this company, or does somebody know this person you're hoping to connect with. And again, you get a lot you can move your search forward fairly quickly that way.
Now, one of the things that you mention in the book is having essential elements that are needed in a career and work life to create long-term satisfaction. Because let's just face it, if you are in a situation where you end up getting another job, but you're going to be miserable in it, it's not even worth, you know, it's not even worth taking a work search off the launch pad. So if you are, you know, somebody who is looking for a happy change. And I think anybody who is looking for an upgrade in their job wants to move on to a happier situation. What are some, a couple of things to look out for when it comes to a bad situation, or a couple of things to seek out for a good situation?
Absolutely. Well, Essential Elements, it's in this book that I've written, Job Quest. And what you're doing there is you know yourself better. You're learning more about yourself. You do some self-assessment work, it's called. Do you need to avoid the micromanager boss? Does it matter to you that you have a collegial team kind of environment? Does the mission of the work make a big difference to you? Work-life balance and so on. Identifying these building blocks for your career matters a lot, because then when you go to hunt, you're looking for these specific things and you ask questions about them. In addition, when I work with people who are unhappy in their jobs, I use a little acronym with them, AILS, what ails you? So if you are missing these four key elements or aspects of them, then you're going to probably be unhappy. And if you can get more of these, you'll be happier. And what are they? The aptitude is the A. The aptitude for the work comes naturally to you. You have a talent for it. The second one is interest. That's the I. You're deeply interested in what you're learning about and what you're doing every day. That matters a lot. And then lifestyle is the L. How much do you make? Work-life balance, those are key things. And then finally, self-actualization is the S. What's this job? What's this career? What are these people at work doing to you? Are you becoming all you could be? Or are you getting stunted as a person or damaged? Those are the four things.
Now, okay, one question I do have for you. Say, for example, because we know about networking, how effective, and I guess at this point, you know, it's like 85% of most jobs are found through networking. What if there is that one job you end up seeing posted someplace, and you see the qualifications, the requirements for the job, and, you know, and see if you match up with those qualifications, and there are a few that aren't necessarily something that is a strong suit for you. Is that, you know, is it a case in this day and age that you just kind of like shy away from that, or is there a way around, you know, those particular things that you may not be best skilled at? And in other words, is that something that is non-negotiable when it comes to having all the necessary job skills in order to apply for this position?
Yeah, well, that's a really interesting problem. A lot of people are sitting in front of their computers and they're sending their resumes out. And I teach job search like you're going on a quest and it's medieval and you're sending resumes to the castle and the dragon is in front. The dragon's sitting there, picks up your resume, finds fault with it, and throws it out for the most part. There's a very low probability that you're going to be hired. I think it's 2.4 to 4% probability you're going to get hired if you use an online portal like that.
Yeah.
So one of the problems is because you can't get by the dragon, you can't make the argument that your skill set actually matches up pretty well and you could learn this new area or something that's not quite there for you, but you could learn it. But you can't even get in the door and make that argument. But when you network in the way that I talk about, rapid relationship, trust building, you're going behind the castle, you're interacting with people in the industry, they're introducing you to people who are in the castle themselves. They're getting you by the dragon. Or if you have to apply to the dragon and he's got your resume, you get people from the castle inside to get your resume from the dragon, bring it inside, and get it to what I call the key keeper. That's the person who's going to hire you.
So basically it's storm the fortress then.
Well, kind of, it's a little bit more subtle than that. I mean, you're not really storming it. You're going to the back door, the side door. You're coming through friends that you you create these friendships very quickly. They can happen very, very quickly. It's not like long-term friendships. These are the people you're meeting. You didn't necessarily know them for your lifetime or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they like you. They've met with you in person, and that's huge. You got to meet in person. And when they meet with you and they like you and you create trust with them, they say, hey, you know, I'm going to tell so-and-so about you. He's trying to hire somebody. He's kind of like you. And then that's the way you get a second look or a third look. And you don't even get that look when you go through the front door.
So you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows the king, and then from there, you're in.
Sometimes it's four people, and sometimes it's just one person. And especially when the economy is reasonably good, then the workplace is more eager to bring somebody in who's close enough. They'll let down their standards just a little bit. You know, it's like, well, we want somebody who can do the job. But they'll let it down just a little because they need the help, right?
Yeah. And I'm just curious, because you've worked with so many different people when it comes to career counseling. When it comes to that networking chain along the way, you mentioned about four people. Do you know of one, a remarkable number of connections that had to be made, you know, outside of like four, like eight, something like that?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I worked with people, especially when the recession hit. I worked with, for an example, is a lawyer who was networking for job opportunities after being let go in his first year as an attorney, which is kind of a kiss of death usually. And I taught him this approach. He went out. He met with about 40, maybe it was more like 60 people. But the interesting thing that happened for him then, and this happens to a lot of my clients, when he went in for an interview at one of the workplaces he was really hoping he could get hired, one of his interviewers turned out to be one of the people he had had coffee with, right?
Wow.
And the guy recognized him, and he said, oh, you're here, you know, this is really, then they had this great conversation. He got hired. He got hired at a firm that was even, you know, more reputable and more prestigious than his original firm. So again, this approach, sometimes you do have to talk to a lot of people, and especially when the economy is not doing very well.
Indeed. Sheila Nielsen, she is the author of Job Quest, How to Become the Insider Who Gets Hired, joining us on a Work Search Monthly segment on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRGN. Sheila, if people want to find out more about the book, and for that matter, getting it, where can they find out more about it?
The best way probably is to, you can look for it on Amazon, Job Quest, How to Become the Insider Who Gets Hired. My website is www.nielsencareerconsulting.com. I have a Facebook page for the book, Sheila Markin Nielsen, and I've been tweeting lately too, so that's all good.
That sounds great. Yeah, I like that example when it comes to the dragon in your resume, because the thing is, one good poof from the dragon, your resume is easily incinerated too. So there you go.
So true.
Indeed. Sheila, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.